Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, May 13th, Thankful Tuesday. We're in John's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 22 through 30 today. Then we'll move over to Mark, chapter 13, and we'll finish up with Proverbs 13, verse 1. I'm reading this week in the New American Standard Bible. John chapter 10, verses 22 through 30. At that time, the feast of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple area, in the portico of Solomon. The Jews then surrounded him and began saying to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you did not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they testify to me. But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." This passage takes place during the Feast of Dedication, and the crowds are gathered, and they ask Jesus again to state, you know, "Are you the Messiah?" Jesus responds with two things, I think. One, that yes, I've already told you I'm the Messiah, and you see it in the works. The key issue is not their lack of information, it's their lack of belief. The last verses in this section are very comforting. They remind us that we hear Jesus' voice and we follow him. He promises eternal security, that no one can snatch the sheep from his hand or his Father's hand. And then he reminds us that he and the Father are one. Let's move on over to Mark chapter 13, verses 32 through 37. "But about the day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone. Watch out, stay alert, for you do not know when the appointed time is. It is like a man away on a journey, who upon leaving his house and putting his servants in charge, assigning each one his task, also commanded the doorkeeper to stay alert. Therefore, stay alert, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, whether in the evening, at midnight, or when the rooster crows in the morning, so that he will not come suddenly and find you asleep. What I say to you, I say to all, stay alert." This passage challenges us to stay alert and ready for the Lord to come back. It's not just about panic or predicting when he will come, but perseverance in our acts of faithfulness while we wait. Staying alert and knowing that Jesus could come back at any time. This reminds us that we should stay engaged in our calling as disciples of Jesus. As Wayne preached on Sunday, our church exists to help people find eternal life in Jesus Christ and abundant life here on earth by following him. We were created as a church to help others flourish. And in the meantime, as we wait for the Lord to return and gather all of us to himself, we need to be about that work. So Lord, please help us, because on our own, we just stray so easily and we get distracted. Help us to be about your mission today. Our final reading is Proverbs chapter 13, verse 1. "A wise son accepts the father's discipline, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Teachability is the word that I get from this proverb. We need to be able to understand and learn from others. I can see it in everybody else, how they're not teachable, but Lord, today, help me to see my blind spots. Where am I not being teachable today? Would you squelch the pride in our hearts and help us to grow in spiritual disciplines and also in spiritual maturity? It is Thankful Tuesday, so I want you to think of a person, a place, a thing, and an attribute of God that you are thankful for. And remember, you can always email me or text me what those four things are. I don't have to use your name when I present them maybe next week as gifts that we're grateful for, but I would love to encourage the fellowship with those items. Will you pray with me? Father, we do thank you for your word and for your work in us. If it were not for your gracious generosity, we would not be here. Thank you for someone along our path who has helped us tremendously. We praise you, Lord, for a place where you have guided us. We thank you, Lord, for a thing that works properly. And we thank you, Lord, for an attribute of your character that upholds us and strengthens us. Lord, I am thankful for the body of believers that listen along and seek to know you through your word. Would you give them remembrances of what you said each day as they live out the gospel? We thank you, Lord, for Mount Brook Baptist and other churches around the world who are seeking to spread your name. I thank you, Lord, for technology. And I pray, Lord, that we would use technology appropriately, that it would be a tool and not just a device. And then finally, Lord, we thank you for the unity we see between you, God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Present your church with that same unity, we pray. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.